Well, I am pleased to welcome to the Beach Airwaves the new chair of Oceanside Community Safety, John Bishop. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave Graham.
Hi, how are you, John? This morning? Hey, very well, thank you. How about you?
Well, we're doing well.
I haven't seen you lately. Let me see you. The last time I saw you, I guess you were standing by the road somewhere with a speed sign.
Yeah, that's and a lot of other things. All that since 2005.
Many other things, indeed. Yes. So you wanted to chat a little bit about changes recently to Oceanside Community Safety. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, well, we had an assessment of our whole organization, and it suggested that we develop a better plan and revitalize things, make things a little bit more interesting and exciting for our volunteers. And unfortunately, now that we're implementing that, unfortunately, we just lost our program administrator, Michael. His contract had ended, and he decided that he would like to spend a little bit more time golfing and participate as his auxiliary RCMP. And as a result, he's now still a volunteer, and he's going to do our crime watch, which is now on mapped on our website.
Oh, that's that should be interesting to see.
Yep, so people can go and they can read the Crime Watch and read, put the line underneath it and click on that. They'll see the map, click on the map, and they can go and see the actual what Michael has transformed from the RCMP files into our website through some of the areas. So he's carrying on doing that and helping us as a backup person anywhere.
Okay.
So we're sorry to lose him. He was absolutely fantastic, but we will find another person and try to replace him. Big shoes to fill.
Oh, indeed. Michael did so many things over the years. Well, you all have. Now, you wanted to do a little comparison between a couple of offerings for Oceanside Community Safety, Block Watch, Community Watch Patrols. How do you want to deal with that?
Yeah, basically, just a brief explanation. Block Watch is a provincial organization, an RCMP-endorsed organization, and we run it in Oceanside. We have a big following. There's a lot of Block Watches out there, and just as an aside, the people who are interested in who is Block Watch, what is Block Watch, go to our website, oceansidecsv.org, and you can, the third banner at the top, you can now click on the Block Watch, and now there's a map. And the name of the streets that are Block Watch, so the bad guys can look at it too, and they can see where the heck they need to stay away from. So basically, Block Watch is a stationary patrol. It's a fixed area. We have captains and co-captains. They run their own communities, and they are trained to observe and report. So if they see something untoward in their area, they try to give as good a description and let the RCMP know. In some cases, you know, it could be as minimal as there's a car cruising around that doesn't belong in our area. We're a little suspicious, so they call. The dispatch would let the RCMP members know, and maybe they're looking for the guy from another area. So put two and two together, they get four, and then it makes sense to them. So we can't make sense, but they can, and we're just providing them that information to keep all of our safe. Okay. Conversely, we also have people who are rolling patrols. Okay. We do them on foot, on bike, and in vehicles. And we never accost people. We just try to give good information. So if we see something amiss or something we think may be amiss, we simply get a good description and report it to the RCMP so that if they can see what is happening, they can do a better job. And we really appreciate what they're doing because there are so few of them, and we need to help them as much as possible. People should not be calling Facebook or FaceTime or anything like this. They can do that later, but if they see something amiss, they should let the RCMP know. They just call the dispatch or the non-emergency line, the local office 248-6111-7, and they'll talk into dispatch. Dispatch is in touch with all the RCMP that are on duty, and they can do that. So the Block Watch is one way, the patrols are another. And if anybody's interested in any of those, we can help you get accustomed to that, and we'll go through with you. Give us a call. Let us know. We'd love to have you as a volunteer, or we'd love to tell you about it. and you tell us who can volunteer. So that's what we do, and we're moving ahead. Blockwatch has gained phenomenal increases. Our Blockwatch coordinator is basically working on about 10 files, but has about 70 already in the books. Huh. So there we have it.
Good stuff. So what's a good way to get in touch with you?
Yep, just write to chair, that's C-H-A-I-R, at Oceanside CSV, that's Community Safety Volunteers, CSV.org, OceansideCSV.org. And my name is John Bishop, and I've been around for, 15 years, and done everything, and be happy to talk to anybody.
All right, John, so on future occasions, you'll be treated to the company of Ray Evans when these occasions come up in future months. So thank you. Sorry we only got together the once, but it'll be Ray next time, and hopefully you continue to enjoy the summer. Stay safe.
Thank you, Dave.